3 years ago, the legislature passed one of the most consequential environmental bills in state history. Water quality advocates say the Scott administration is now trying to dismantle some of its most important provisions. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
Passage of the Clean Water Act back in 2015 was a major victory for environmental advocates. Here's Rebecca Weber with the Conservation Law Foundation to help explain why.
The reason why this is so groundbreaking and fundamental to our clean water goals is that for the first time, we are asking development, existing pavement, to treat stormwater.
You see, the regulations dealing with stormwater runoff in Vermont have only been around for the past 15 years or so. That means everything constructed before 2003, we're talking about large parking lots, for example, got a kind of free pass. Stormwater is a big deal in the water quality world because runoff from impervious surfaces accounts for as much as 20% of the pollution problem in places like Lake Champlain or Lake Carmi, which is why environmental advocates spent years trying to get these so-called legacy projects to comply with modern-day standards. Now, under the Vermont Clean Water Act, people who own 3 or more acres of impervious surface will have to come into regulatory compliance, no matter when the development was built.
So this is a really key part of the law, because it reached back and tried to fix some of those older problems.
That's John Groven there with the Vermont Natural Resources Council.
And what the Agency of Natural Resources, the Scott administration, is proposing is to seriously backtrack on those provisions.
For one, Groveman says the agency missed a key deadline for getting the new stormwater permits in place. The permit was supposed to be done by January 1st of this year. The Scott administration has instead asked lawmakers for a one-year extension.
People are going to sit back. They're not going to take any action. They're going to wait. They're going to hope, well, maybe this will never happen.
Advocates say the Scott administration is also trying to lower the pollution reduction standards that those legacy development projects will have to meet. Now, this debate can get mired in the technical weeds very quickly, but one detail here is important. Right now, Vermont's stormwater rules call for the owners of large impervious surfaces, we'll use the parking lot example again, to find a way to contain about the first inch of rainfall. The idea is to hold it in one place, like a retention pond or a rain garden, long enough for the pollutants to get absorbed by the soil instead of flushing into streams, rivers, and ultimately lakes. But Secretary of Natural Resources Julie Moore, you'll hear from her soon, is asking lawmakers for the latitude to require containment of only the first half inch of rainfall. Here's Rebecca Weber again from the Conservation Law Foundation.
And that is, of course, largely concerning because all of the analysis that has gone into our plan to meet our water quality standards for Lake Champlain requires the agency to use the current standard, the current higher standard.
Julie Moore sees this all very differently. As for missing the January 1st deadline to issue the permit, Moore says it will not result in the problems that advocates fear. She says the permit itself might have been due this year, but nobody has to come into compliance until 2023 at the very earliest. And Moore says taking a little more time to get the permit right will not slow that timeline.
It doesn't change the time frame for the harder work, which is to actually develop the engineering to control stormwater from these sites, for us to review those engineering plans.
As for the treatment standards to which those impervious surfaces will be held, Moore says there's good reason to consider revising the one-inch threshold that's in place now.
There's research that's been done by US EPA that shows you can treat a far smaller volume of water and actually get the phosphorus removal we need to achieve our water quality goals.
As is the case with most debates in Montpelier, this one is rooted in money, or the lack of it. Under existing stormwater treatment standards, it's going to cost several $100 million for the more than 1,000 properties affected by the new 3-acre permit to come into compliance. Lower the treatment standard to a half inch, and Moore says the state could lower those costs considerably.
I think it's an obligation on all of us to make sure that each one of those dollars is invested wisely as we drive towards those goals.
John Groveman at the Vermont Natural Resources Council says he agrees that it's important to be cost-effective, but he says if Vermont doesn't institute effective pollution controls now, then it's going to cost the state far more down the line. Furthermore, he says if Moore wants to lower the standard, then she should go through the public process of reopening the stormwater rules and making the case for the change.
But bring into that debate stormwater experts, engineers, technicians, policy people who've worked on these issues. Don't go to the legislature with this and ask for a delay.
Whether or not the legislature grants that one-year delay remains to be seen. Westminster Representative David Dean is the chairman of the House Committee on Natural Resources. Dean worked for years to pass the Clean Water Act, but he says the statute won't do any good without an executive branch that's willing to enforce it.
If the legislature does not assert itself in this situation, what's that mean? The agency could continue to ignore this indefinitely.
Dean's committee will decide in the coming days whether to support the agency's request for an extension. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.